That was 54th Street by Stitch. And you were listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the top of the show of Gnome City. And we are broadcasting from the SFU Burnaby campus, also known as the Aquakwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. So this band, Stitch, is a very awesome local band, actually playing at the Mezzanine tonight alongside Goo, Infidelity, and Andres Augusto at the Mezzanine tonight at 8 o'clock. Tickets pre-sale is $15, but I find local shows, once you get there, you can kind of pay what you can, but of course, pay full price if you can. But yeah, I really enjoy their sound, especially because I find a lot of our local music, it's very, like, lots of screaming and metal and punk, which is very fun, especially for live music, but it's cool to have something that's a little different from what we're used to. And it also reminds me a lot, like, the spooky guitar we have going on, it reminds me a lot of Good Morning Captain or just Slint in general. And that kind of led me to the theme of the show today, because they have a really awesome demo for Good Morning Captain, and it's cool because there's like a lot of photos of them as kids just like playing music together. And I think it kind of led me down this rabbit hole of demos and also songs that are like published but sound like demos, because there's kind of this added personality to the music when it's not fully like produced all the way to like total perfection. I think there's just something really real about listening to songs that just they're about getting a message across, or like they're just trying to get the idea out there, and it's not about making it just super perfect. And I find that really pleasing to listen to, and also just it feels more authentic to listen to, because I think part of the joy of listening to music is that it's a way that we connect with people, and it makes us feel seen when we like hear a song that kind of connects to how we feel. So I'm gonna play a bit of Good Morning Captain, not the whole thing. The whole demo on YouTube is 7 minutes long, so definitely listen to that on your own time, but it's too long for us today. But before I play that, I also want to talk about how we have a text line that I can talk to you on now. And the number is 778-782-2573. And you can literally just text it and I can read it right here, which is kind of awesome. And yeah, if you don't remember what I said, it's probably on the website as well. But for now, we're going to listen to just the last half of Good Morning Captain. And yeah, I find the guitar to be very similar to Stitch, which they're playing at the Mezzanine. Also, they're playing at Redgate on May 29th, and on that day, they're going to be showing their new music video for Bright and High. And I also saw on the page that Stuck Productions is involved, and I had no Stuck Productions. Like, I met him at, like, a zine fest at the beginning of April, and he is a really cool dude. He had, like, a full-on little, like shop set up, like everyone just had their little tables, but he had like he made it out of wood. Like, he has to just like lug around like a bunch of 2x4s and screws and just put it together everywhere he goes, and it was just like such a crazy experience being there. It's like you buy something and you get some like a little plastic horse, and it's very, very silly. I bought the last copy of a collection of films that he had on DVD, by the way, which I thought was so cool. And since it was the last copy, he gave me a medal and started a round of applause, which was very uncomfortable, but I think it speaks to just the whimsy and tomfoolery that he has. So if Stuck Productions, he's probably going to be there at Redgate on May 29th, so definitely go check that out. But yeah, we're just going to get into some Good Morning Captain. I don't know how much we'll listen to, but, and then, so I'll just introduce the stuff after that as well. It's going to be Radio, a demo by the band His, and then, you know what, we'll just go from there. Don't even worry about it.
The captain reached for for something to hold on to.
Help me,
he whispered as he rose slowly to his feet. Down the shade.
hospital with his headlamp on. Meets my eyes as I cross the street. Says, hey buddy, you look alive.
School season. If you have unused tech in your home or office, consider donating it to BC Technology for Learning Society so schools, nonprofit organizations, and low-income individuals can have better access to technology. Donating is safe, easy, and helps people in your community. If you want to donate or to request refurbished equipment, you can learn more at reusetechbc.ca.
Oh my gosh, I love this crazy beat. But before that, though, we were listening to... dude, okay. I have to say, I have a guest in the studio now, not to speak, just to watch. And she just took a crazy pic of me. This is a little distracting, but it's good. We need the paparazzi, of course. But we were just listening to Little Kid by Orilla. And before that, it was My My by Orilla. And they embody this kind of, like, demo spirit that I'm talking about, where it's, like, it's just kind of, like, very human, and you can feel it by, like, I feel like the way they pick the guitars, like, you can actually feel, like, their fingers hitting the strings, and it just, you feel so much more connected to the process, as opposed to, like, overly produced music, where it's, like, you don't really notice the guitar and backup instruments as much. So I think they do that just so beautifully. And before that, we had Radio by His, which was a demo. And yeah, it just has that like kind of warm, fuzzy background feel. And then now we're going to go on to some people who kind of go for that feel intentionally. We're going to start with Make It Out by Pronatrix. And they're like lo-fi people. They come from Canada as well. And I also learned in this process, you guys, lo-fi isn't just like lo-fi girl. You know, it's actually like a whole music genre that's all about, it's like short for low fidelity. And it's all about like embracing the mess and like imperfections that come with music. And it like started in the 80s where people just like record their songs onto cassettes. And, you know, good old Daniel Johnston was recording onto cassettes, and we love him for his imperfections and his weird voice and all the good stuff. So, yeah, we're going to go on to Make It Out by Pronatrix. Lo-fi, who knew?
Thank you. Enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
I love you, Ducks Unlimited. It's my favorite PSA to play. Okay, we were just listening to Car With No Lights On by someone. I don't have my DJ land up, so we just trust. It's Car With No Lights On. And it's a really cool album by this person whose name I will discover because they recorded it over the span of 5 years all on this little thing called a Tascam 424, which is like a little like analog way of recording. Analog, it just means like it has knobs and buttons, so it's like really fun to play with. And it's kind of cool. I was like looking into it, and a lot of people like use the Tascam, like even though it's like limiting, like you can only record 4 tracks on it, but people use it because it kind of gives this like, you know, like it makes it messy, like what we've been talking about. It makes it just feel really, just like, I don't know how to describe it, but like it just feels a little messy, and you got like a bit of a crinkle in the background, a bit of tape hiss, and I think it's there's something just like really calming about listening to something that's recorded in a more like casual way, and it's soft on the ears and very relaxing to listen to. And before that, we were listening to the Lucky If I Love You demo by... Oh, yeah, we have the music up now. And that was by All Feels. And the song that I was just talking about, A Car With No Lights On, is by Dagmar Zuniga. And, yeah, she was, like, taking this little Tascam thing all over around Greece, Norway, America, and just recording wherever she wanted to, which is pretty cool. But before we carry on talking about the beauty of demos and being disorganized and feeling amazing, we gotta hit up the Gnome News and see what's going on in this amazing world. So we gotta get, if you're curious, we got the ancient vibrations going on. Okay. A couple weeks ago, some aliens came to Gnome City to swim in the river of contemporary